Let's explore the toxic dynamics of cancel culture as individuals attempt to silence my podcast. Witness the resilience of my audience and fans as they rally behind the show. Discover how also following a certain politician can get you unfriended, unfollowed, and deleted by a person whose sheer ignorance is palpable. Join us as we delve into the depths of toxicity and emerge victorious.
Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gio's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
What's up, Gio's Passion Posse, GPP, and the place to be. Welcome back to another captivating episode of Gio's Passion. I'm Jack, your host. Today, we're embarking on a journey that delves into the very essence of our existence, the pursuit of truth in the face of ignorance and hate. In this episode, we're peeling back the layers of misconception, exploring the disconnect between perception and reality, and navigating the murky waters of misunderstanding. So GPP, buckle up and open your minds as we embark on this thought-provoking odyssey. This is Gio's Passion, where we dare to confront the shadows of ignorance in the pursuit of enlightenment. Woo! Fired up, baby, fired up. Let's talk about this. I don't know, man. Let me tell you, I had to go through a little bumpy road recently to make sure I get things taken care of and make sure that Gio's Passion is taken care of. And when I asked Gio's Passion for the help, you guys and gals, you came through. So I appreciate you. I love you all. And let's fucking go. Toxicity, a damaging force. I would like to first thank everybody for listening to this episode. After a little brief break to handle some business, I'm back. One thing I like about life is that when you do good, the universe treats you good. There was a time recently where people's feelings were hurt and they tried to cancel the podcast. But numerous listeners contacted me seeking clarification on the situation. After I provided insight, they recognized the folly of jumping to conclusions and succumbing to the mob mentality without seeking the truth firsthand. I'll tell you straight out, that's what's up. Unless my audience shares my daily experiences, understands every facet of my life, relationship, and actions firsthand, they remain third parties, relying on incomplete information and outdated news from unreliable sources. People, one thing about everybody on social media, one thing about everybody in life, people just let you know what they want to know or want you to know. Not everybody is going to tell you everything that they do in life. What time they get up, what time they put their underwears on, how they put their socks on, you know, where they go shopping for food. They might give you a general area, general description, who they're dating, who they're living with, what they're doing, you know, who are their friends, who are their family, stuff like that. So that's why in social media and in the podcast and in YouTube, a lot of times, you know, you see these people and they portray themselves a certain way. And that's the way they want to be portrayed. All right. Perception is reality, especially in social media. But a lot of times people don't put all their business out there. I don't put all my business out there. And those of you who follow me from the beginning know who I am. Know, you know, relationships, friendships, business ships, and all the other ships. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, it's like you sit back and you go, damn, you know, what is going on? And when there's things that are not told and things that are not brought out, all of a sudden, you know, when people find out, they're like, oh my God, you know, you're this, you're that, you're that. Nah, squash that. To me, that's different. All right. I'm not letting you know what's going on because it's none of your damn business. All right. It's none of your business because what I do is my business. All right. And let's keep it that way. So according to Webster's Dictionary, toxic is defined as extremely harsh, malicious, or harmful. For me, this aspect of the definition particularly relates to people and their attitudes and actions. in life, it's crucial to prioritize your own well-being and surround yourself with positive influences, which is what I do. Sometimes part of that process involves recognizing toxic relationships or interactions and choosing to distance yourself from them or allowing them to distance themselves from you based on a perceived wrongdoing. Okay? There was a lot of reflection that took place by me, showing that my podcast and life can thrive without negativity. If you bring negativity in my life, I don't need you. I don't want you. If you think you know everything about me, I don't need you. I don't want you. You're full of shit. I don't need this in my life, okay? This strength is also a reminder to my listeners, to you, Geo's Passion Posse, the GPP. You have the power to do the same thing in your own life. Have you ever been in a situation where you're hanging out with people and everything is going well and just based on one simple thing that nobody understands or nobody knows about and all of a sudden they try to upend your world? It's remarkable how one small incident or misunderstanding can suddenly lead to upheaval. And the people who truly matter, who understand you and your intentions and know everything about your situations, won't be swayed by such trivial matters. It's a testament to the strength of genuine relationships and the importance of surrounding yourself with supportive, understanding individuals. It's amusing to me how some individuals get upset when they're not included in every aspect of things. Again, I told you, what people see, what people hear in life through social media is not 100%. And many of you out there who are on social media are a bunch of liars. And you're fake and you're full of shit. Me, I give my audience my life. But I'm not going to give you 100%. I'm not going to tell you, hey, this, and that. Today I woke up at 3. And today I put on my shoes. And today I wore blue underwear. And I wore a tank top. And I did this. And I got in my car. And I drove. No. You don't need to know that. You don't need to know what color my kids' eyes are. You don't need to know that I got 20 kids out there. I don't have 20 kids out there, but you know what I'm saying? You don't need to know all that. I don't put all my life, my personal private life on social media. And that includes people that I know. If you know more about my life than others, that means I trust you. And if you don't, that means you were never trusted from the beginning. It's intriguing how some people assume they understand you, despite not truly being involved in your life with reservations from the start. And let me tell you, that monkey on your back and that hair in the back of your head, you better believe it. You better believe it, because that's an early warning. And when that happens, that means that, damn, you know what? Something happened for this reason. Something happened like that. And oh, wait a minute. All right, here we go. Something's happening. So with reservations from the start and unexpected outcomes, you find yourself raising that invisible barrier, restricting exposure to trivial matters. Despite any attempts to cause harm, the impact is minimal, merely a minor annoyance. It's heartening to see how time, fans, and supporters rally to your aid during such moments. And I'm not going to lie. What had happened was really, really fucked up, okay? Really. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that shit happened. I can't believe it. But it's okay, because when I asked my fans to help me out, they helped me out. You understand? And you're right. The people who truly matter, who understand you and your intentions, won't be swayed by such trivial matters. You understand? Again, I say it's a testament to the strength of the genuine relationships and the importance of surrounding yourself with supportive and understanding individuals. A lot of times people want to be perceived as the one, the goat. They have control. They agree that, yeah, you know what? This doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right. This is good. They get the hand in the business. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm going to shut you down because it's not the way I was thinking it was. It's not the way that I believed it was. It should not have happened that way. It's true that social media often presents a curated version of reality, like I told you, highlighted and being highlighting by the best moments when omitted, you know, You're omitting the struggles and challenges that everyone faces. You're out there, you're like, oh yeah, life is great, blah, 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 blah. But then you don't show the world the part where it hurts. You know, where things are going down, things are bad, things are challenging. No, because everything's beautiful. Social media is a platform where people tend to showcase the highlights of their life, sometimes creating an unrealistic standard for comparison. And I've spoken about this in previous episodes where you have these women out there who, you know, who look like tens and all this stuff. And a lot of times it's AI. It's artificial intelligence. It's a computer. And they've had videos where you have on Instagram models that are actually AI. They're not even human. And you have a whole bunch of simps following these models like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. If I had a day with you, oh my God. But it's fake. It's all fake. You know, and a lot of times I talk to friends of mine who go on dates and, you know, and it goes both ways, guys and gals. But, you know, recently it's like, man, you know, I dated this girl, not me, but a friend of mine dated this girl and she's like 40 pounds heavier than the picture and she's like 20 years older. What the hell? What the hell? You know, and that's how it is. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay for them to do that. So that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? So social media can be a tool for self-expression and connection, allowing you to share aspects of your life that you're comfortable with. Like I said, I share aspects of my life that I'm comfortable with you. When I go to a hotel, I do the hotel tour. When I take a trip, I let you know what's out there. However, it's essential to recognize that authenticity is key. And being genuine and transparent about both the highs and the lows can foster deeper connection with people in your circle who might need support in a similar situation. So I almost got canceled and the hammer came down and it took some work to get things taken care of. And I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize what was going on. You know, I was nonchalant about it. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, life, 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 life. And then boom. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And, you know, Spotify, Apple, things started going down. And I was like, wait a minute, something's wrong. And then I looked into it and I found out, you know, what happened. And I know, you know, why it happened. I know who did it. But that's okay. Because at the end of the day, like I said, when you're true to your fans, yourself, and you let people know what's going on, they back you up. They back you up. And that's a good thing. You understand? Because if you're open, you're honest. And again, you don't know everything. You don't know the whole situation. All right. But social media, when you go out there and you're looking for advice from social media, they'll tell you, oh yeah, this and that, but they're not in the bed sleeping with you. They're not behind your doors living with you. So they can tell you something that they know based on something that they knew. But the information is already old. And that's okay. You can believe that because that's how life is. But then some people out there know who I am when it comes to politics. So this leads to a personal experience that highlighted the toxic and divisive nature of politics and social media. A lady who I know locally and have met in person, let's call her Babsy. She took offense to my support for Donald Trump. Despite knowing Trump from my upbringing in New York City, I acknowledged the polarizing views surrounding him, with some labeling him as a racist, xenophobe, and criminal. However, I know him from before these accusations arose, when all the rappers wanted to be like him and Al Sharpton was his friend. So on Instagram, I posted a video recently of Trump visiting a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, which I saw as a positive gesture recognizing community support. You know, they were all lined up when he was getting indicted and he was heading to the Fulton County Courthouse. The community was out there supporting Trump, saying, oh, that's my this, my that. Hey, you know, so I thought it was as a small gesture as it might have been. I thought it was a good gesture. It's almost like Vivek Ramaswamy going to a barbershop in Southside Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Go within the people. The people love you. They want to hear from you. They want to see you. Go be with your people. But, you know, this gesture, as good as it is, particularly in light of his legal challenges, like I said, is a positive thing. However, Babsy interpreted it differently. She interpreted it differently, associating Trump's potential presidency with dictatorships. a belief influenced by media narratives. She's like, oh, no. On his first day, Trump is going to be a dictator. He said that. Now, to me, this is an example of the impact of toxicity and misinformation on social media leading to misunderstandings and division amongst individuals. Despite the disagreement, I assert my right to my beliefs and lifestyles, refusing to apologize for them while acknowledging others' right to their perspectives. This is my beliefs. You got your beliefs. Hey, that's fine. Let's be friends. This personal anecdote about Babsy serves as a microcosm of the broader societal tensions exacerbated by the digital age. Back in the day, you used to go and you used to hang out with your family on Thanksgiving, and people used to fight at the end of dinner, and there used to be stabbings, and cops get called, and Uncle Louie, Uncle Johnny, Aunt Frances, somebody's going to jail. Somebody's going to jail. All right? But now, it's almost as bad as, like, you know, every day, if you go visit a family, if you go to somebody's house, they're arguing. They're like, oh, no, this is bullshit. I can't handle this. You know, and at the end of the day, all you got to do is just laugh. Just got to laugh about it. Because really? Really? Is it that serious? I mean, you know, I guess if it's that serious, then you won't friend people. And in the end, she hit me with a, you for Trump? Dang. Anyone that supports, and I quote, anyone that supports a criminal is no bueno to me. And with that, I was gone. I was gone. With that, I was unfriended, deleted, and blocked from ever communicating due to my beliefs. And I'm glad it happened now before we really became friends. You know what I'm saying? It's like I got other friends I got family members who don't agree with my points of view. But we don't block each other. We have social discord. But at the end of the day, that's your opinion. This is my opinion. Let's go. We want to have a burger and a beer? Let's go. Let's go eat. Let's go chill. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like I said, growing up in New York, I was a Mets fan. My neighbor was a Yankees fan. My other buddy was a Phillies fan. You know, so I thought I was Keith Hernandez. He thought he was Mike Schmidt. Every time we played SpongeBob in the neighborhood. All right? But did we, you know, and that's before social media, of course. You know, so did we unblock each other or did we not talk to each other because we supported a different team? No, it was bullshit. We got along. We hung out. We were best of friends. All right? We grew up together. So now you're trying to tell me because of social media, you sit back and, you know, as toxic as things are, you could be friends, you could be family, and now you're going to cut people off because they have a different understanding, a different perspective, a different point of view. That makes you look like an idiot. That means you're small-minded. That means you're not open to communication. But, hey, like I said, it's better that it happened when it happened. Ultimately, social media should be used as a tool to enhance communication and connection rather than as a platform for comparison or validation. It's about finding a balance between sharing what feels right for you and staying true to yourself. Like I said, I'm true to myself. The hell with everybody else. They don't believe me. For that reason, I view this as a necessary wake-up call. What happened to me, it really knocked me on my ass, and it was a wake-up call. And I was like, okay, I got you. It helped me discern who truly matters in my life and who are merely bystanders. These individuals I've engaged with in person, had conversations with, but never fully invited into the inner workings of my life, love, and passions, preventing any toxic influence from affecting me or my podcast. And I'm glad I did. I'm a very guarded person. And if I invite you to my home, that's huge. If I invite you into my life, that's huge. If I invite you to meet my family, that's huge. But if you're just a surface person, if I don't take trips with you, if I just know you from the neighborhood and keep you at that distance, yeah, you deserve to be there. Everybody else who's more close, who takes trips, who knows more about my life than you do, those people are people that I trust. So the fact that you're not trusted, now you know why. So to those still uncertain, rest assured, I've already moved on. You've added no value to my life, and I'm better off without you. Thank you for pushing me to make this decision. I was lost, but now I'm thriving, surrounded by genuine support of my GPP, my Geo's Passion Posse. They're the ride or die audience who prefer hearing directly from me rather than relying on gossip from strangers who think they can enjoy every detail of my life. Enjoy the ride. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I really do. And like I said, it took me a minute to put this all together because I had to think about it. I had to think about the verbiage. I had to think about the process. I had to think about everything that took place and why it took place. And I had to talk to all parties involved. Well, all parties affected, not involved, because there's many parties that are involved, but only the parties affected are the ones that I had to deal with. And when I spoke to parties affected, they realized, wow, this is something. And so, and some of you, you know, you reached out and you were like, hey, this and that, and unfriended, and then wanted to become a friend again. I'm like, no, you're full of crap. I don't need people like you in my life. And others sat back and go, hey, let's talk. And we talked. And then the true affected ones, you know, already knew what was going on, already knew everything. And that's why at the end of the day, you know, you try to hurt me, but everything was already taken care of. Everybody who needed to be involved in whatever already knew. So all I had to do was go, hey, look, because of this, this happened. And they were like, yeah, go figure. Go figure. So, but that's it. That's the end of that. So all I got to say is carry on, carry on, carry on. So now in sports, the Mets have started the 2024 baseball season with a record of 6 wins and 8 losses in third place in the National League East. And I'll be going to a Mets game versus Rays game at the Trop in May. I know I talked about the past about going to Miami to catch a Mets game. I'm still working on that. Maybe around September, maybe before the end of the season. I think they have a series in September. I'm going to try to do that. But I'll be happy to wear my Rays gear at the Trop in May when they come to the weekend of May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, I believe. And so if you're going to a Mets game versus the Rays at the Trop this next month, just hit me up, post a comment, let me know which night you're going, and we'll see if we can be there the same night, take a picture and post it on socials. The Rays are 8 wins and 3 losses, and they're in third place in the American League East. And first place Yankees are kicking butt. They're in first place with a record of 12 wins and 3 losses. You know, it's crazy. There was a meme. I forgot. I saw it on Instagram, and it talked about Mets fans. Yeah, this is just like starting a Mets fan season. You know, first day you win, and the rest of the season you suck. So I'm so used to that it's just crazy. You know, but what are you gonna do? Because at the end of the day, I've been a Mets fan, you know, forever. So that's how it is. And if, you know, if they lose, they lose. I'm still going to be a Mets fan. So at the end of the day, that's what it's about. That's what loyalty is about. So finance is back. Yeah. Sports, finance, housing. Yeah. I tell you, it took a wake up call. But according to the AAA, the price of fuel in Tampa is currently an average of $3.50 a gallon, and it's around $3.56 in the Bronx, New York, which I don't understand because we got ports over here, and it should be less than the Bronx, New York, but what am I going to say? WTI crude oil is at $85.66 a barrel, and the U.S. dollar index is 106.01. The United States dollar equals 94 cents euros, and one United States dollar equals 80 cents pound sterling, which remains similar to it has in the past couple of weeks. In crypto, the price of Bitcoin is currently around $64,403. It tanked last night. It had gone from like 70,000 all the way down to like 61,000. So I bought a couple of things in there, trying to dollar cost average down. I'm green in everything, luckily. Let me rephrase it. I'm green in Bitcoin. I'm still red in Litecoin and Cardano. But hopefully, you know, with the Bitcoin halving coming up here, I think it's April 19th, things will change a little bit there. Ethereum is currently $3,074. Solana is $139.66. Cardano is 45 cents. XRP is 48 cents. And Doge is 15 cents. And the yen, Litecoin, $78.38. So on the stock market crashed also because the interest and the inflation is kicking butt. So Right now, the market had crashed a bit, and I picked up some JP Morgan stock. So Tesla price is $171.70. JP Morgan is $182.25. Amazon is $185.72. And Apple was the only green one, surprisingly, and it was $176.21 a share. Finally, El Tigre de Tampa. Eduardo, let me tell you, bro, you're doing pretty good. But my Bitcoin has gone up from 23,000 to 73 and, you know, come back down a little bit, but still made more money than you made with gold. But I can respect that. So gold is at $2,355.70, which is up $19.70 in a week. And silver is $28.09, which is up 43 cents in the week. Now, for those of you who do not invest, if you're interested in investing, don't forget to sign up with my Robinhood link in the description to start your account. We both get stock and it helps grow generational wealth. Yes, yes, yes. I always tell you that because that's what it's about. It's about building generational wealth so that you can, you know, buy homes, cars, and lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. But you know what time it is? What? Yes. But always remember my legal warning and notice. I'm not a financial advisor. And all my comments on stock, crypto, and investing are based on my financial situation, and everyone's financial situation is different. Please only spend the money you feel comfortable losing. And my comments in this entire finance section is for entertainment purposes only. Like I said, I'm not a financial advisor. This is just based on, you know, what happens with me and what I do and things like that. So, you know, just be smart. Just be smart that you don't, you know, use your mortgage money or some other money that you don't have, you know, so that if you have extra money, put it in there. But if you can't afford it, don't do it. Don't do it at all. So now for housing. Mortgage rates today, the average APR for the benchmark 30-year fixed rate mortgage rose to 7.6% today from 7.53% yesterday. 1 week ago, the 30-year fixed APR was 7.35. Meanwhile, the average APR on a 15-year fixed mortgage sits at 6.86%. At the same time, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage APR was about 6.52%. And the average APR on a 30-year fixed rate jumbo mortgage is 7.59. Last week it sat at 7.31. So what does this mean to you? To you, this means that today's mortgage interest rates by term. If you have a 30-year fixed mortgage and the interest rate is 7.58% with a 7.60% APR, your monthly principal and interest per $100,000 is $706. So that means if you have a $400,000 house, you multiplying that. Let me get my calculator here because I'm not as good as some of you. Let's see, 706 times 4 comes out to 2824 principal and interest for a $400,000 house. That'd be $2,824. Now, again, that's just principal and interest. Remember, with mortgages, you have most of the times you have PITI, which is principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So say right now, I don't know, insurance in Florida is crazy. So say your insurance is $400 a month. You're going to add $400. And then say your taxes are maybe $100, $150. So right now for a $400,000 house, you're looking at an estimate maybe $3,374 for a month for a $400,000 home. And that does not include HOA and CDD. Some neighborhoods don't have CDDs. CDDs, again, are community development districts. It's almost like a city tax. That's what I tell my northern friends. It's for infrastructure within a community. Like stormwater drain, lights. Sometimes it includes roads, unless the HOA covers the roads or it's a county road. So that's what you're looking at, a $400,000 house at a 30-year fixed, 7.58% with a 7.6% APR, a 7.60% APR. You're looking at an average around $3,374. Now tell me how many of you out there are making, you know, $3,374. And again, this is just for principal, interest, taxes, insurance, not including HOA and not including CDD if you live in one of those type of communities. So for a $400,000 house nowadays, you need to be making, wow. Because some HOAs are seen as high as, wow, $500 to $700. So say at this house you're building, the HOA is $500, and then say the CDD is $200. So now you're looking at $4,074. And that's just for a house in a nice neighborhood in a master plan community with an HOA, a CDD, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, $4,074. So you divide that by 160 hours in a pay week, you have to be making $25.46 just to afford the house of $400,000. And prices are coming down. Not as dramatic and extensive as I'd like them to, but they're coming down. But again, you got to make $25 an hour or more. So which means that a lot of times it's going to be a two income earner home. So you got to hope that the other income earner can carry the other bills. Because remember, you got to pay utilities, you got to pay your water bill, you got to pay cable or streaming. What else there is? You know, there's other things you got to pay. Then you got to pay your food at home and your transportation to work if you're not hybrid, remote, or anything like that. So it gets pretty pricey up there. So, like I said, you know, you really got to think about buying a house nowadays. Now, this information, you know, the source was Carinos, and it came from the website of Forbes.com, and you can find it at https://www.forbes.com/advisor/mortgages/mortgages-rates/. So that's where I get this information from every time I post it on the podcast, because it's good information. It's really, really, really good information. So I want to give a big shout out to the amazing GPP, Geo's Passion Posse, and the GPP members who have been actively participating in polls, spreading the word, sharing their love on social media. Your engagement is what makes GPP thrive. If you haven't joined GPP yet, now is the perfect time to do so, especially with all the crap that I went through. Head over to geospassion.com and hit that subscribe button. Let's keep growing Geo's Passion Posse and make this community more vibrant. Again, if it wasn't for the community, I wouldn't be here right now. And here's an exciting opportunity for all you fantastic listeners. If you have a captivating story to share and would love to be interviewed for the podcast, the GPP is all ears. Reach out to me, let me know, and let's collaborate to make your story heard. And remember, Geo's Passion, for those of you who don't know the motto, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. So don't hesitate to share your tales. As always, stay passionate and keep Geo's Passion Posse spirit alive. Thanks for being part of this incredible journey and enjoy the ride. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.